breaking news.
Announcing from America's most honored retail news on NBN 38.
This is Fox 25 News at 10.
We, the media. I have been involved in student-produced radio for over 6 years now, and I've studied other forms of media fairly extensively through my academic career at UMass Lowell, through research out of class, and by attending and speaking at national media conferences. I believe this gives me the right to speak on behalf of the media. And I have come to one conclusion. The media, including this station, are used primarily as tools to control thought and dissent in this country. Every media outlet is filled exclusively with people who lie every moment they are on the air. We will tell you anything to keep your mind off the real problems in this country. We will show you the most obscene programs if it keeps your attention. We will make up stories if it is in our interest. We will say whatever the government tells us to, as evidenced by the current war in Iraq. You should not trust us, not even this station. Why would I tell you not to trust this station, even though I am the general manager? I tell you this because I believe it is the truth. Any news you get is biased. There is no such thing as fair and balanced or unbiased news. All stories, in order to be brief enough to keep the attention of an audience, must be kept brief. In order to be brief, we must cut stories or guests. And which stories and guests get cut is based on personal or collective decisions, not you. If you want to get news that is relevant to you, find it somewhere else. You will not find it on this station or any other media outlet. Again, as someone who works in media, I would like to explain to you how we operate. We are here to sell you to corporations. We keep your attention long enough so we can sell advertising minutes to companies who want to expose you to new products. We are much more concerned about the interests of these companies than we are about yours. We also target middle and upper class demographics, as those are the most profitable when we sell the audience to an advertiser. We are here to create poverty and violence. We are here to perpetuate racism and sexism. These are the tools we use to prevent groups of people to organize effectively against their real oppressors. We promote equality and diversity only so far as it is profitable. To quote Nazi Germany's propaganda minister, "What you want in a media system is to present an ostensible diversity that conceals an actual uniformity." I believe this statement accurately reflects the current media system in the United States. We are here to prevent you from seeing reality as it truly is. And the truth is, you are a slave to us. We prevent you from seeing that you no longer have control over your own lives. We lie to you, giving you the option of product A and product B. Punishment for disobedience is severe, and it comes in the forms of poverty, starvation, incarceration, and death. All you know, all you experience through us. We are television, radio, newspapers, billboards, clothing lines, music, and everything else you are exposed to on a daily basis. Every day, the average American is exposed to between 1,500 and 3,000 commercial messages. If living in a consumer culture is human nature, why would we need to be constantly exposed to all of this propaganda and be threatened with starvation or death in order for the system to work? The system of control that we have engineered is quite ingenious. You can vote all you want. But we are the ones who control which politicians get airtime to express their views. We tell you that you have two choices, Republican and Democrat. While differing on primarily cultural issues, these parties march in step to win our favor. They know not to question the status quo. And even if they do, you won't hear about it. We control the national debate. Do you think we will ever allow a national debate on whether the media deserve to profit from the public's airwaves? We, the media, are responsible for your subjugation. We have no right to be using your airwaves to transmit our consumer culture propaganda. These airwaves belong to you, yet they were given away by the federal government in 1934 in order to create a stable business environment. This station may not be run by a corporation, but we are owned by the Board of Trustees of the University of Massachusetts. Despite their name, I don't believe these people are any more trustworthy. Members of the board include representatives from IBM, Raytheon, a number of law firms, Citizens Financial Group, the Parthenon Group, and a number of state-appointed representatives. The university has already begun the process of professionalizing the radio station, and there is no sign of slowing down. We, the media, are owned primarily by the elite in this country, and until you take back what is rightfully yours, we will continue to reflect the interests of the elite. These are not your interests. We do not care about your interests, as long as you stay tuned. So my advice is to get involved. Learn about the radio station. Learn about what's happening with this radio station and all of the radio stations in this area. We need to demand that media become accountable to the public. We need to demand a media that represents true democracy, Not the corporate hypocrisy that we see every day on the news. Not the private interests of the people who run this country, but the people who live here, the people who work here, the people who are on the streets, suffering every day. We need a media that represents our interests. Personally, I've had enough of celebrity news, government press releases, lost puppies, and local bake sales. I want to know about how companies are profiting from war, about the millions of people in Africa suffering from AIDS and what we're doing to help, about why over 50% of our tax dollars are going towards the military while we still have people suffering in this country from easily solved problems. I want a media that reflects our interests. We must demand it if we truly want democracy in this country. This is Nate Ossett for WUML 91.5 FM.